Now, police have announced they will increase their presence and visibility in areas that are experiencing the most harm from retail crime, following, of course, the homicide in Sandringham last week. But will it keep workers safe? RNZ understands that owners of the dairy where Janak Patel was stabbed to death approached the police twice asking for additional security and were turned down. I asked the police commissioner, Andrew Costa, about police plans to have more patrols.
Yeah, look, we appreciate the concern that exists amongst small businesses, particularly in our shopping precincts, and those are places where police visibility makes a difference. That's not the only thing that we will be particularly focused on. Serious and prolific offenders are an opportunity for us to have a good intervention on these problems, and we'll be putting a lot of effort into that as well.
I don't often see police walking around the streets in my own experience. Usually they're in cars. Are you going to get out of the car more often and patrol the streets? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, look, that's what we are encouraging our staff to do. Obviously, police is constantly juggling a range of priorities and, you know, we do our best to cover off all bases. At the moment, visibility in our town centres, particularly on foot, something that will make a difference to that community that's concerned.
Do we have enough police?
Look, we could always do more with more. The reality is we need all of our public services to be functioning really well to address the problems that we see. And so, you know, we do the best with what we have.
There's been a lot of talk about youth crime, but when you look at the statistics, it has fallen considerably, and it has been falling since about 2008. Is there a gap between reality and perception here?
Look, I think that's true, and at times we lose sight of the long run here, which is falling crime rate, falling youth crime rate. We have seen a short-term spike in crime affecting particularly retail businesses, and particularly in the form of ram raids and related offending. But most other offending types, including residential burglary, are below the place they were pre-COVID. And so it's a bit of a shift in offending patterns more than it's a wholesale increase in crime.
That is the Police Commissioner Andrew Costa there. I spoke to him a little earlier in the programme in the morning. And the police have also this morning released a new policy on chasing fleeing drivers, or at least a new statement on this. It's a little bit opaque, a little bit hard to work through it, but Andrew Costa is saying that the changes introduced 2 years ago had seen an increase in drivers fleeing and a decrease in the number of offenders identified. He said that after police have consulted with the IPCA and the Police Association, that's the police union, and the Children's Commissioner, they will be acting on a desire for change and a perception that offenders are more brazen and more willing to take risks with their driving behaviour. He says, quote, the revisions will bring police back to a more balanced position while still prioritising the safety of officers and the public. So if you try and unpack all that, I think they're saying that they are going to be a little more aggressive in the pursuits policy. But it's one of those press releases which does take a bit of reading between the lines.